We continue on Tiger Talk here on the Central Bank Tiger Network. In for Mike Kelly, I'm Brad Tranago. Again, Mike being enshrined right now into the St. Louis Sports Hall of Fame, so congratulations to him. Mizzou Athletics would like to thank our premier partners, MU Healthcare and Shelter Insurance. Up next for the Tigers, well, first it's a midweek bye, and then it's a matchup on Saturday night down in Oxford against Ole Miss. The Rebels much improved from last season, 18-5 under new head coach Chris Beard, number 58 in the net rankings as of this morning, so sitting right on the NCAA tournament bubble. Coach Gates, your team was able to sweep Ole Miss last season, but what is it the Rebels are doing better this year?
Well, first of all, they've made some great decisions as it relates to style of play, but also they have great rim protection and also some guards that returned. You look at Morrell, you look at Brakefield, those are guys that stay within the program, but you look at the transfer Flanagan, who came from Auburn because his dad is an assistant, longtime assistant for Chris Beard, and then also a kid, Jalen Murray, tremendous guard, scoring lead guard. They have four guys scoring in double digits, but they do a great job, and I think the style of play coming from Texas and now here at Ole Miss has done Chris Beard well.
Four different Rebels in double figures in terms of scoring. How does that make it challenging for you and your staff in terms of the scouting report when there's not just one guy you have to key on to get stops?
Well, I think when you look at the scouting report, you have to guard all four guys because they're capable from behind the arc. And then you look at the interior play, you have Cisse as well as Jermarion Sharp. Those guys do a tremendous job of just covering up the mistakes defensively, but also scoring in that paint around the basket. The biggest thing is they ignite their offense with their defense. They're an elite offensive rebounding team, but they get to that free throw line at a high, and they've done a great job cultivating their culture.
Tigers and the Rebels coming up on Saturday. Again, a 7 o'clock broadcast start, 7:30 tip-off down in Oxford. Your leading scorer, Sean East, he's missed the last couple of games. What can you tell us about his status?
Well, Sean was able to, minimal practice today. We're just going to continue because this is a bye week. It gives us a lot more time. That's one of the reasons why I didn't play him the last game, because I knew this bye week was coming. The best part about it is that he returned in that Vanderbilt game, which was promising, but also you have to kind of make sure with the wear and tear of a season that you don't return a guy too fast or it can set back some things in his career, and I don't want to do that for him. I want him to be able to finish, but also when you're dealing with the type of injury he has, you have to be careful.
Trent Pierce has missed the last couple of games, yep, too. Any news with him?
Well, Trent Pierce is still out right now. We're going to continue to monitor his situation as well. But he's trending in the right direction. We just got to make sure that he gets cleared by the doctor, just dealing with the type of injury he's dealing with.
Caleb Grill has been out since early December with his injury.
Yeah.
How's he coming along?
Well, Caleb Grill probably about 2 weeks ago had a setback. So we're going to continue to monitor, the range of motion with that wrist. He had to have surgery, but also just making sure a kid like that doesn't return too early, because ultimately the type of injury that he has don't allow where the spot is, a lot of blood flow. So the doctors are being cautious, and, he's just going to try his very best and continue to do his rehab. But right now he's not at full go or cleared by the doctors.
I appreciate your update on those. One other guy I wanted to ask you about, Zeus. Jesus Carolero-Martin. Yeah. He played against Mississippi State, had not seen the floor, yeah, the previous three games. What led to that, to see him out there?
Yeah, he was also injured. And, he is the reason why in the second half he wasn't able to play as many minutes as the first, and we missed him, especially with what he's been able to provide. So he's nursing some injuries, and he wasn't able to compete in that second half as much as he did in the first for us.
Another update that I'd like to ask you about, one of your assistant coaches, David,
yeah,
Dickey Nutt, announced he was diagnosed with cancer, would begin,
yep,
chemotherapy treatments in Columbia about a week ago. How's he doing?
Well, Coach Nutt is still connected to the program, and we're with him fighting every step of the way. Cancer sucks. But at the end of the day, we've all have to be there for our loved ones because we've all been touched by it. Coach Norm Stewart started Coaches versus Cancer, and Coach Nutt wanted to just bring some awareness by sharing his journey with others. So I just ask everyone to just continue to pray for Coach Nutt. because his journey isn't going to be easy. But we know that he has a family around him every step of the way, and his brothers and his daughter and his sons, and everyone is really taking care of him during this time as he endures his chemo.
Speaking of loved ones, your family, your beautiful family's here, and Valentine's Day is on Wednesday, but it's always during like the heat of basketball season. So is Valentine's Day like a lost cause in the Gates household?
Well, it's never a lost cause. It's never a lost cause. You're trying to get me in trouble up here, buddy. It's never a lost cause. You know, Valentine's Day is every day in my household. You know, it's every day. My wife is here. Hi, Jocelyn. How are you? But I do want to say this. My wife is defending her dissertation this week.
Oh, hey.
So she'll be studying as she prepares to become doctor. So I want to wish her luck in that. Absolutely. Give her a round of applause. So she defends on the 15th. So the 14th. I can't distract her as much, so I have to...
You can't distract her with roses or chocolates and stuff.
Roses,
she's busy.
Chocolate, yeah. No cards or anything like that, but I can give her an unbelievable gift after she completes her dissertation.
All right, looking forward. We'll get an update on that down the road.
Absolutely.
Thank you for both Mr. and Dr. Gates. Thank you very much for your time, and thanks a lot for joining us tonight.
Thanks, M-I-Z.
Z-O-U, that's head coach Dennis Gates joining us. Always appreciate his time. No assistant coaches on this week, but whenever we do have them on, those conversations are courtesy of Socket Fiber. Again, assistant coaches interviews powered by Socket Fiber, the fastest and most reliable internet around. On the way next, a Mizzou alum will have a new reason to follow his alma mater in the fall. Jeff Hafer joining us next when Tiger Talk continues on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield.